Please be seated. I'm standing in All Souls Chapel, a gorgeous little gem of a place connected to St. Peter's Cathedral in Charlottetown, PEI. The chapel is all dark wood and stained glass. Eric and I are snapping pictures of everything we can. When we notice a small painting near the chapel's back entrance, a painting we hadn't noticed before. It's a painting of two men in a boat. The first man is older, bearded, and is seated with his hand on a fishing net, his face just turning away from the viewer and toward a mysterious figure on the shore behind him. The second man, a younger man, is standing up in the boat behind the first with one hand on the older man's shoulder, almost as if to steady himself, and his other hand hovering above his heart as if he's just been startled. This second man's face is fully turned towards the mysterious figure on the shore behind him. I call that figure mysterious because the figure is no more than a dark outline with the barest suggestion of light behind it. The title of the painting is The Call of St. Andrew. Matthew's gospel, the gospel appointed for today that we just heard Vivian read, tells us its own version of the call of St. Andrew, a version that on the surface seems much like the depiction of that same call in the painting I just described. Matthew tells us that Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee and sees two fishermen who happen to be brothers, Simon Peter and Andrew. They're busy casting their nets into the sea. In other words, they're in the middle of their work. When without so much as a hello, how are you, Jesus tells them to follow him, commenting that if they do, they will become fishers of people. Matthew then tells us that in response to Jesus' words, both men immediately leave their nets and follow Jesus. Now, you might say that that's exactly what was depicted or what is depicted in that painting, for the painting shows two men in their boat fishing and a figure on the shore who appears to have gotten their attention. But the difference is this. While Matthew's story is a kind of broad daylight story, a kind of Jesus did this and said that, and then the brothers immediately responded kind of story, the painting depicts a kind of twilight realm, or a just before daybreak realm, a place of shadows and mysterious muted light behind the figure on the shore, whose face is kind of enshrouded in darkness and therefore we cannot see. Another way to say this is that while Matthew rushes to the immediate response of Peter and Andrew to follow Jesus, the painting lingers in the moment, in Peter and Andrew's especially surprise, confusion, and fear at the appearance of the dark, mysterious figure on the shore, and in all the power of that mysterious figure to intrude into the middle of Peter and Andrew's everyday work. And I believe the painting poses a question. Will the two follow Jesus, even though the call is coming from one enshrouded in mystery, whose call disrupts their lives and threatens to take them away from all that is familiar to them? Will they follow? Which, of course, brings us to today, to three people who I believe have had their share of encounters with that mysterious, intrusive figure named Jesus, whose call takes them beyond the familiar. These three people are Tasha Carruthers, Cameron Gutyar, and Vivian Seegers. All right, Tasha, stand. First, Tasha Carruthers. Tasha, engaged, passionate, talented. Tasha has assisted many, many parishes in learning who they are and what they want to work on. And of course, she has done this as a highly effective layperson whose success, in a sense, has at least in part had to do with the fact that she was a layperson, that she is a layperson for a little while longer. But that darn mysterious figure, the one shown in the painting, would simply not let up on her. That darn mysterious figure kept intruding into her otherwise successful work, saying, "Yes, you have done important things with your skills as a layperson. Now take those skills and both hold on to them and let them go. Move from one who is comfortable and skilled in her role as consultant, as facilitator, and as trainer, and follow me," Jesus says, "into the mystery of what it might be like to serve and to lead, to listen and to let your perspective be known, and at the root of everything you do, to carry the people you serve on your heart before God." Tasha Carruthers. Second, Cameron Gutyar. Cameron has been in the Anglican Church of Canada since he could draw breath, as I have been told. I hope that's true. He has been the youth, and he has been a leader of the youth. And he has done it all well, irrepressibly positive and outgoing. It would have been easy for Cameron to keep doing what he was doing in the places he was accustomed to and among the people he knew and loved and those who loved him. But that darn mysterious figure, the one I described in the painting, kept intruding, saying, "Come, Cameron, follow me. Come away from what is familiar to you in your parish, in your diocese, at the Sorrento Center. Come and leave all those familiar things and come to Huron College. Go east, young man." As painful as it can be. Where you will, of course, let be your affable, gregarious self, but where you will also meet people who don't know you, who will question and challenge you, and who will strengthen you for the ministry ahead of you. Cameron Gutyar. And finally, Vivian Seegers. The first Indigenous person to be ordained priest in this diocese. Vivian has worked for years at her own cost and then later with the support of the parish of St. Mary Magdalene to serve Indigenous people in the downtown East Side. In and through these experiences, Vivian, I believe, has encountered that intrusive, mysterious figure that I described in the painting. And this, I believe, perhaps is what he has whispered to her. Follow me. Follow me into the unfamiliar and the perilous. Follow me more deeply into the very church that has wounded you and that has hurt your people. Follow me to become an agent of reconciliation for your people and for the church. Follow me, Sundancer and priest. Become a wounded healer for all the people I love. Vivian Seegers. But now, it's our turn. It's all of our turns. All who are able, please stand. And look around. Look around you. While today is, of course, about three people who have followed the intrusive, mysterious love of, Lord of love out of the familiar into the unfamiliar future of ordained life, today is also about all of us. It has to be about all the baptized here today and about all those who seek to be true human beings. For this story, the one I've just outlined for our three ordinands, for this story is our story. We too have been busy in our everyday lives and have somehow become aware of a mysterious presence before us, calling us to leave the familiar and to follow the path of love that will lead us we know not where, into acts of generosity to those who do not believe they're worthy, into acts of peacemaking and justice making when neither peace nor justice seem possible and when the consequences of doing those things are severe, into acts of forgiveness where all hope of renewal was lost, into acts of reconciliation where brokenness and alienation were all around. Yes, we too have followed the Lord of love onto these paths. However haltingly, however imperfectly, we too have followed. Think just for a moment, those who are standing, about the ways in which you have done some of those things. Think just for a moment about how those around you have done just some of those things. Please be seated. Today we are ordaining Tasha and Cameron and Vivian. It is a day that rightfully focuses on their accomplishments and on their joy at arriving at this important milestone. But even as we celebrate their milestone today, their arrival at this important occasion, we must remember that their vocations, just like ours, rarely rest in that place of accomplishment or arrival. For look, there on the shore behind us, there on the shore before us, is the mysterious Lord of love who comes to intrude upon the place where we had settled, upon the place where we had become familiar with the people and the places and the activity of our lives. There is the mysterious Lord of love who calls us once again to follow him into an unfamiliar future. And we must follow him. We must surely follow him.